We've got Mahmoud from the Turkish community in, not Turkish, the Kurdish community in Melbourne. And we're going to talk about the recent referendum held in Turkey by President Erdogan. Good morning, Mahmoud.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Thank you, thanks.
Now, maybe we should start with what you think about the referendum.
Yeah, look, AKP government and President Erdogan did what he does best, cheat again, and there was a big election fraud in Turkey, unfortunately.
Mm. And I believe Erdogan had particular reasons for holding this election. What did you understand that he was aiming to do by having this referendum?
Currently, Erdogan is the president of Turkey. He using executive power, implementing this power, which is not legal, which is not constitutional. He would like to make this constitutional and also save himself in future any further trial or be in court. And main reason he's want to legalize all this power and be president of Turkey maybe next 10 years. Mm. And avoid avoid any corruption trial, any other political trial, and mainly this self interest, not the interest of people of Turkey.
Yeah. Why can you tell me? Because recently we've heard that there was a number of hunger strikers in Turkey. I think there were Kurdish. What can you tell me about what's happening there?
Look, Kurdish political prisoners, they start hunger strike about 2 months ago. When they end their hunger struggle, it was 62 days, and for first group. The main reason in Turkish Turkey prisons now, it's like 1980s when coup happened. Those prisons almost doesn't have any rights. And for example, if any prison guards want to come and make strip search, they do it. And if they don't want to give them any newspaper, they won't give them, and they won't give them books. And when they have family visits, and they take them, that they beat them on the way, and even they put some tag on them, say they're terrorists. And it's very unbearable situation in Turkish prisons. And also those prisons, they demand this situation to be humane, and also there is a big isolation on Kurdish leader Mr. Öcalan. Last 2 years, almost no one see him. Just once his brother able to visit him. They want this isolation to end as well. That was the main reason they start hunger strike. But they end up hunger strike 2 days ago. We know the first group who start hunger strike, their health condition is very bad. They need proper treatment. Otherwise, they're going to have some permanent sickness or disability.
Mm. So they've had a long battle on the Kurdish front, and that is one part of the big struggle that's going on Turkey. But going back to Erdogan, as I understand it, the fear that the referendum will deliver a particular advantages to Erdogan, Erdogan is to appoint and dismiss government ministers as he pleases, and to take back the leadership of the ruling party and govern till 2029.
Yes.
And the plans foresee the presidential and general elections in 2019 with a maximum of 2 5-year terms. Is that all, or is there more to this attempt
he
by Erdogan?
Total control of countries. There won't be division of power, which any democratic country is supposed to be division of power. And he can appoint all the judges. He can appoint constitutional court judges, which is 15 of them, and he can appoint 13 of them, and 2 of them will be appointed by the parliament, but he will have majority of parliament or whoever be president. In this case, And judiciary will be under control of this president. Parliament will be under control of this president. And he'll have executive power. He can call any time of state of emergency. He can call any time snap election. He can dismiss ministers. He can appoint ministers out of parliament. Parliament will lose all its power.
But it's already becomes apparent that Aragon, or in the we've currently the system that's currently in place within the power he wields, he was already able to arrest a number of MPs from the HDP party.
That's right.
And
you're definitely right. I mean, they did this for many reasons, but one of the reasons before this referendum to weakness pro-Kurdish, pro-democratic party, HDP, they are currently now it's 14 MPs in jail. They arrested 2 days ago, they arrested another MP. But removing their parliamentarian because as a parliamentarian, they shouldn't be in jail. They could be in trial. This was against the current Turkish constitution, but they didn't even follow up current Turkish constitution. Before any parliamentarian, before in front of court, before they found guilty, they can't be removed from parliament. They can't be put in jail. But this, they didn't even, as I said, follow their own constitution. They put all parliamentary in jail.
So how do you see the situation for the Kurds? Because there's so much been going on in that area with refugee problems and so on. And, of course, the huge battle in Syria that's going on. So what is the situation, firstly, for the Turks as a whole, as a nation? And perhaps we can talk about the Kurds after you go through that one.
Yeah. Look, for the Turks, it's already... Erdogan declared victory even before a high election commission told the result because it was so close. They called for victory, and Erdogan says it's already done, it's finished, and we're gonna go ahead with this. But there is big opposition, almost 50-50, and they got 51% and 49% of Kurds and Turks they against this. Changes. And last couple of days, there is a protest in Turkish main cities, streets of Turkish main cities. For Turkish people, in our opinion, there was at least 55 or 56% no. But as I said, there was a fraud. There is big opposition against Erdogan. I think the opposition is bigger than even Erdogan or AKP thought when they called for referendum. They were expecting to get at least 65% yes. This didn't happen at all. Future of Turkey, unfortunately, is dark. I can't see any bright future as long as Erdogan and AKP they rule unconstitutional. And for Kurds, situation for Kurds is not good at all as well. I mean, during referendum in many, for example. Many village, which controlled by village guards, and village guards force people to have open vote, which is not legal. And many election polls, the police or army member, they came in election polls, which is not again legal. They forced people to vote for yes, and in terms of general condition in Kurdistan, in Turkey, it's not good at all. Currently, as you know, AKP allied itself also far-right National Action Party, and both of them want to eliminate Kurdish resistance, Kurdish struggle. But we believe they can't do that. Yes, there are going to be more harm to Kurdish civilians, but the Kurds know how to struggle over the history.
Yes.
In terms of Syria, and in Syria, Kurds, I think the good things over there, maybe first time over the history, Kurds able to come together with other nationalities or Arabs or Assyrians They work in, together, and which is good, but we don't know what really USA wants in Syria, what Russia wants in Syria. I don't think so. These both countries are really concerned about democracy, equality, social justice, or human rights. And, unfortunately, their policies affecting future of people of Syria and Kurds as well.
Mm.
In general, Sharma, I believe Kurds will succeed at the end, but I hope this would be sooner than later and without any bloodshed.
Hmm. So it's actually undermining the so-called coalition's position in the whole Middle East with, around the Syrian war, which means Turkey is very quickly losing credibility in relation to, I think they had refugee policy, they had included Turkey, and Erdogan was trying to build up his reputation as a wonderful guy who supports refugees, was willing to take refugees and so on. But from what I understand, that that attempt to make himself look all rosy has completely gone. Would you think that?
So you mean Erdogan lost his credibility and position in Syria?
With the US and the other Western countries because of the way he's doing.
He lost his credibility long, long time ago. But for US and Russia, I think credibility is not a problem. Erdogan, he can make U-turn anytime.
Mm.
And about 6-7 months ago, he was calling Putin the guy who have blood in his hand. And then now he's calling Putin is my brother and my ally. And now Erdogan wants to work with Trump. And we know Trump and Erdogan, they also have business interests.
Yes, of course.
I think Trump have or Trump's son-in-law, or they have big business investment in Turkey.
Mm.
I mean, therefore, I wouldn't surprise. I mean, in fact, they shouldn't support Erdogan at all. They know how he supports Islamic State or radical Islamic groups, and how he encouraged them to go and or kill Kurds or the other minorities. And Turkey still is a base for those groups. They train there, they get all their arms from Turkey, and they cross Turkish border freely. And currently, those who committing crime or terrorist acts in Europe, most of them gone there via Turkey, and they all know this, but they don't have any ethics, unfortunately, when it comes to their interests, their business interests. Otherwise, I know Trump's administration, they know better than us, or Russian administration, they know better than us how much Turkey involved this bloodshed in Syria. But as I said, there is no human values and ethics, unfortunately, when it comes to those in neoliberal politics.
Mm. So I also believe there's some court cases that have been launched against this referendum due to what is seen as a highly corrupt referendum. Do you know anything about the cases?
Look, first, the opposition parties, including HDP, they went to High Election Commission and asked them to reconsider this referendum, but they reject because they're controlled by AKP government. Now they're going to Turkish Constitutional Court, but they also controlled by government. I don't think so they're going to get any results from that. Mm. If they do, it would be surprised.
Yes. So they're hoping to go somewhere, but the chances are very slim, as you say.
The one of the sort of main issues was in this election, there was a many frauds, but one of them, there is close to 2 million votes, which is not stamped, unstamped votes and envelopes, according to Turkish constitution or Turkish High Election Commission. If any vote unstamped, if they don't have High Election Commission stamp on them, they don't consider, they don't count them.
Mm.
But one of the AKP MPs, which is also a member of a High Election Committee, he asked them to consider and count this election, this ballot, they just did that, and this is unlawful.
Hmm.
It shouldn't happen.
It shouldn't have been included.
Hmm. No, yeah, as I said, Turkey has very poor constitution, but according to Turkish constitution and rules, this is unlawful. They shouldn't count this about 2 million votes, and most of them now we think it's yes, because just over 1 million votes would change the result, and
absolutely
no would win.
Yeah, and it's such a narrow win too, isn't it?
No, look, in some station poll, there is 100% attendance. Even people is not there. Some towns, some villages, especially in Kurdistan, there is many seasonal workers. They're not in their area, but in their area, 100% attendance, and some station polls, 100% yes votes. It's obvious this is fraud.
Yep.
And they didn't really win this time. I think opposition was stronger than AKP Erdogan thought, but with fraud and with cheating and with controlling all high election commission and constitutional court, and they since they gone able to get away, but I believe opposition will get stronger and stronger. Even they gonna oppress more, but they can't stop opposition. The opposition of Turkish people and Kurdish people.
One last question from Jacob.
Yeah, I just have one last question, and I'm pretty sure I kind of know the answer question, but I think it's it would be just a good one to ask. What has kind of been the position of the international community, especially the ones aligned with Turkey, in response to Erdogan? And because, you know, clearly all these things he's doing sounds like a dictator.
Yeah, look, in terms of election, there was many European observers in Turkey, and they also said there is a fraud, and they're now preparing a report. Therefore, many European leaders, they didn't congratulate Erdogan. They usually give call and congratulate. They didn't do. There is opposition growing in Europe as well against Erdogan, especially from European people or European media. But European politicians, it's still words, no action, not any concrete action. They show their opposition, maybe more than before, but not any action. I think as long as Erdogan serve for their interest, even business interest, if their business still can operate in Turkey, even they still can invest in Turkey, they wouldn't be much worried about democracy of Turkey. But once this situation still affect their investment, their business with Turkey, I think they will be more worried in that time, maybe take more concrete action.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mahmoud. We'll have to end it there. Thanks for giving us a lot of insight into what's happening to Turkey, and we look forward to hearing more
as
the situation develops.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thank you. Bye.